Hello and welcome to the Self Love Podcast. My name is Elaine. I am a therapist and life coach, and I am here to help you navigate your way to self love. You will learn more about your mind and your emotions, why you maybe don't have self love, and how you can get more of it in your life. Kicking off a brand new season of this podcast, today I will be talking about self-belief. Self-belief has come up a lot with my clients, but also in the manifesting masterclasses that I ran last year and this year. And I've spoken about the cycle of reality before and how we shape our reality based on the belief systems, thoughts, feelings, actions, and behaviors that we engage in. When I delivered my last masterclass, a lot of people said they wanted to manifest self-belief because there is now this understanding that you can want whatever it is that you want. You can have those desires. You can visualize yourself being more confident, going out into the dating world, whatever it may be. If we move away from those sort of bigger things and look at the littler things that we want in life, just to be able to walk into a room without feeling anxious, as an example. If we start to work on our self-belief, the belief in ourself, the belief that we're okay just as we are, the belief that it's okay to walk into a room full of people we don't know and be ourselves, to believe in ourselves when we apply ourselves to something new in life, we're learning something new, we're being someone different. If we can cultivate that unlimited self-belief, just as we can cultivate the self-love, the unconditional self-love that we need to move forward in our life, if we can cultivate that, there is really no stopping you, because self-belief isn't dependent on anything else. It's just dependent on you having faith and trust in yourself that it, whatever you do, it's going to turn out okay. It's not about avoiding failure. Fear of failure is one of the big connectors to lacking self-belief. When we're fearful, it's because we don't trust or we don't have faith. So if we're fearful about things that we are doing, we're fearful of who we are and our ability. We're fearful of our ability to do things, wherever that may be manifesting in your life as negative. Like if you feel you're good at one thing, but you're not quite so good at another, you know, it might be that you're lacking self-belief in a particular area. It might be that actually it's present for you in all areas of your life, but there are things that you've recognized that you can do or fake that confidence in, and it's okay, right? It can be very dependent. We have a lot of conditions of worth based around our belief. So I will believe in myself when, or I will believe in myself if. Some of this is, if I'm receiving praise, I know that I'm doing well. Some of this is, if I see evidence of this, then I will feel confident enough to continue. The problem with both of these scenarios is it's dependent on external validation. It's extrinsic, it's outside of us. And we can't control whether that happens or not. You could do an amazing job on a project at work and the people around you might not recognize it, because either they are just in that mindset of, well, that's your job, that's what you do, it doesn't need praise, or they recognize it's a good enough job, but they don't recognize the need to praise you for it, or it might not be aligned to what they think is a good job. But if you have put effort into something and you're proud of what you've achieved, who is anybody to take that away from you? yes, there can be learning, of course. If somebody comes back to you with compassionate criticism in terms of critiquing your work in a really positive way, if someone can do that, and you can then still have the self-belief to go, yeah, do you know what? I'm really grateful for the learning. It's not that I did a bad job, but next time I can do it better by doing this. If you're met with that compassion and that compassionate critique of your work, you're still going to hold on to your self-belief, because fundamentally you never doubted it in the first place, right? It's only when doubt is there that other people can either remove the doubt or make the doubt bigger or make the doubt real, right? When we're doubting, we're almost in that 50-50 of, oh, this is dependent on this, right? You're waiting for an answer. When you're self-assured, when you believe in yourself, when you trust yourself, even if the outcome isn't what you want it to be, you know that that is an opportunity to learn and do something different. It's the same in relationships. It's the same with anything where we are, which is everywhere, right? We are everywhere in our lives, whether it's work, relationships, whatever we're showing up in, we are there. So if we're doubting ourselves in any situation, we're waiting for that doubt to be relinquished or that doubt to be realized. If we can do that for ourselves, if we can relinquish those doubts, if we can talk to ourselves in a compassionate and reassuring way to say, hey, do you know what? This might not have the outcome that I would really like it to have, but it's going to have some kind of outcome. And maybe I can learn from that outcome. And maybe I have a slightly different strategy next time I do that thing. Even if it's creating boundaries or saying no, being yourself. Whatever it may be, you'll come up with some tricky times when it doesn't feel good and it feels awkward. And you desperately want someone to say, it's okay that you had that boundary, right? That's what lacking self-belief does. It stops us from having boundaries. It creates anxiety. If we're waiting for someone to say, hey, it's okay that you said no, we're going to be waiting a long time, because there'll be a lot of people that our no's are not okay for. And we have to become really good at dealing with that discomfort. We have to become really good at this concept that who I am in the world, not everyone's going to love that. Not everyone's going to praise me for saying no. Not everyone is going to be the person that I've expected them to be my whole life, or the person that I need them to be so that I can be the person that I want to be, right? Let's dwell on that a little bit. If we don't believe in ourselves, we walk out into the world and we have an expectation of what other people need to give us so that we can feel better to move on, right? Self-belief and people-pleasing go hand in hand too, right? You believe you're not good enough in this world, and a fear is created about that not being safe. So you please people in the hope that they like you, in the hope that then that makes you feel better and more safe in that situation. That's what people-pleasing is for. It's not a nervous system response, regardless of what is put out on social media. The form response is a coping behavior related to a nervous system response that's in sympathetic mode. So your nervous system branches off into two, parasympathetic and sympathetic. Sympathetic is fear-based. So it's fight, flight, or freeze. These are autonomic things that happen in our body that create then what follows on. So if you go into freeze mode, you're likely to not do anything. So you won't speak up. You'll physically shrink. You will hide away. You won't move forward. You'll probably procrastinate. That's kind of classed as functional freeze. So you're still moving through life, but it's moving through life in a more invisible, small way. That keeps you safe, right? If you're an animal, freeze is literally freeze, don't move. And either whatever it is that's circling you is going to pass on, or they're going to think that you are not what they need and they're going to move on. So we often experience freeze like that in our life. If it's fight, that's when we might get angry, we might hit out, shout. You know, our version of fight is different to an animal's version of fight. Ours will be emotional. And then we might have a combination of the two. We feel the fight, and then we go into this freeze. I feel it, but I can't do it. We've then got our flight, which is running away. And that's avoiding the situation. So think of freezing as being in the situation, but making yourself invisible or small. And flight is running away, doing the exact opposite, right? Is running away. This is where your self-sabotage might kick in, right? So you will move yourself away from something that doesn't feel safe emotionally. Parasympathetic is when we move into this self-assured, trusting, calmer feeling place. Now, when I say calmer feeling, it doesn't necessarily mean like serene, zen, om-like. It means that I can see the world through a very measured lens. You approach it with a degree of adultness, right? This is where your inner adult comes in. I can see the situation clearly. I can approach it like this, and I can approach it consciously and in a very measured way. Parasympathetic is often described as our rest and digest mode. This is where we are in that mode of safety, right? So if you think about how those are at play when we don't have self-belief, literally, if you're not believing in yourself and trusting who you are, or believing that who you truly are is going to be received in this world in a safe and positive way, you will wake up with uncertainty. Now, uncertainty is anxiety, right? And the anxiety is this feeling of unease or uncertainty. And anxiety isn't actually a feeling. The feelings that we get from anxiety are the, you know, the pit of the stomach feeling, the heart palpitations. They're all as a result of this anxiety. But anxiety is a cover-all word for uncertainty. And when you're lacking self-belief, self-trust, self-assurance, all the same thing, when you're lacking that, you're going to move into the world in a very anxious, fearful way. So if you're moving into the world in an anxious, fearful way, you're going to behave that way, you know, fight, flight, or freeze. You're going to behave in those ways, and you're going to get whatever it is in your life as a result of those behaviors and the evidence that you get back. So that's why I'm talking about self-belief today. And that's why I'm going to be doing a masterclass in self-belief. It's called the Self-Belief Breakthrough. And the reason for that is all of the feedback that I got from my manifesting workshop said, you know, this is what I need to work on. I just need to believe in myself more. I can see where I want to go. We've all been exposed to how to create goals, you know, how to create a vision board, what a SMART goal looks like, you know, specific, measured, accurate, realistic, time related. We get the concept of how to plan ahead. You know, I've been talking about going small, going consistent. But unless we work on the self-belief that underpins that at the same time, we're going to keep going back to what we're used to because it's going to feel unsafe, uncertain, right? If I want to be, I don't know, fitter, healthier, stronger, let's say, this is an external thing, but I'm using it as an example. If I want to be fitter, healthier, stronger, and I'm not currently fit or strong or particularly healthy, but in that provides me some comfort, right? Because actually in that, I don't have to expose myself to going into a new situation. I don't have to be the newcomer. I don't have to go into the gym and fail at stuff. So therefore that less fit, less strong, less healthy version of me is actually safer in some respects. But there's a desire there. You want to change, right? So the messy middle of change is the bit where we feel vulnerable, where it's confusing, where we don't feel quite certain of it yet. That's important when it comes to changing something. But if you're carrying that around every single day about how you feel in life, that needs a light shining on it. It needs some work. It needs some understanding. It needs some compassion. So I'm going to be talking a lot about, you know, self-belief, the anxieties around who we are, and how we can move forward from that in a really, really easy way. I want to make it as easy as possible for you to digest this information. And even if you just take a little bit of what I said today or a little bit of what I do on the masterclass, it's taken you forward, right? There will be some of you listening to this, and I've mentioned, you know, the coping mechanisms, the behaviors around lacking self-belief, self-sabotage, the things we do to take us in the opposite direction, the things we, you know, we have in our life, our anxieties. Some of these do need extra work, one-to-one work. Now, I'm not saying that I'm the person to do that for you, but as a hypnotherapist and as a therapeutic life coach, I can guide you into that safe space so that you feel heard and you can start working on what is underpinning your anxiety, what's underpinning your self-sabotage, and building up that self-belief within you. If this is your sign, if this is your calling out to go, do you know what? I need help. What I'd like you to do is pop into the show notes. You'll see a link to the masterclass that's upcoming in January, the Self-Belief Breakthrough. You'll see that there's a waiting list of open for that. And that just means that I know that you want more information. I can send you direct information about that to your inbox. If you want to work with me one-to-one, there will be the option to email me and inquire about a free consultation where we can have a no obligation conversation about working together and what that might look like. And I do work with people all over the world. So if you're not listening to this in the UK, as long as we can get the time zone right, I can also work with you too, because I work online. So little nuggets from today then. So your self-belief is underpinning everything about you in life. Your self-belief sounds like, I am, I can, okay? Not, I am not, or I can't, okay? So I am, I can. It's about feeling that sense of faith when you step into something, that sense of trust, it's going to work out okay regardless of the outcome. You know, courage is about stepping into the arena, not knowing which way it's going to go. That is your courage, and that builds your self-belief. If you're listening to this right now, everything you've been through in life, you've gotten through, you're here, you did it. It's time to stop doubting yourself and moving forward into this self-belief. And if you want to know more, stay tuned to these podcasts, because I'm going to be layering in a little bit more about how you can do that more and more each day, how you can start to cultivate more self-belief, and also those experiences and things that might be sitting underneath that belief system that led you to lacking in the first place. I hope you enjoyed this podcast. I hope you got what you needed from it. And I look forward to being here with you again very, very soon. Bye for now. Don't forget to follow, like, or subscribe to this podcast so you're always the first to know when the next episode is available for you. If you can leave a review, this will help more people find the podcast. And if you want to find out more ways of connecting with me, head to the show notes right now.